Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
This week is the week of peace, and we'll begin today's devotion for Monday, December 7th, with a reading from Psalm 25 and Romans 5. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 15. Now we read from Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Today's devotional comes from Lexi Stevenson. One of my favorite things about the Christmas season is the focus on joy and peace. However, it would be naive to believe that the opposition, divisiveness, and uncertainty we face the other 11 months of the year just disappear. Our country is divided politically. Our homes and families are divided and separated. Social media is full of disagreements and differing opinions. Uncertainty has controlled our lives in the year 2020. Even our churches are divided by denominations. It's easy to find opposition and enemies in our world today. It's becoming increasingly more difficult to find peace in the midst of the uncertainty. However, one thing we can be certain of is Christ. In Psalm 25, David calls out to God for help. He is faced with enemies, trials, and his own shortcomings, and he calls out for guidance from a kind and compassionate God. His desire is for God to guide him down the correct path. As he calls out to God, he has confidence in God's character. He knows that God is compassionate and will answer his call for help. David is honest with God about his struggles and unhappiness. He expresses anguish, distress, and afflictions. In the midst of all his troubles and anguish, David still realizes that his hope is in God. He realizes that he needs help, that God will provide him with that help, and that ultimately, the struggles of this world have already been overcome. Psalm 25:14 says, "Those who fear the Lord are his friends." In Christ, we are not at war with God anymore. We are at peace with him. As we remember the anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day, we recount that in spite of the troubles we face in this life, the spiritual war has been won, and we are now at peace with God. In Romans 5, verses 1 and 2, we are reminded that we are justified in faith through the grace of Christ, and that we can boast in the hope Christ offers us. Because of this faith, we are offered a peace through Christ in the midst of the opposition, division, and uncertainty that surrounds us. As we enter this Christmas season of peace and joy, we will still face opposition and troubles, but God offers us help and guidance when we experience anguish and face enemies. All we have to do is call out to Him. Today for our prayer time, I will read you some prompts and take a moment to reflect on these as you spend time with the Lord. Take some time to express to God the distress or unhappiness you are experiencing. Ask for his guidance and help in finding the right path to take. Praise him for being a God who offers peace, guidance, and answer prayers. Then allow yourself time to listen for his response.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.